Welcome to Moments, Moments of Faith, Prayer, and Spirituality. I'm Father Michael Everton of the Paulus Fathers. Today is the Feast of Mary Magdalene. And Mary Magdalene has gotten a bad rap through the centuries. She's one of the most maligned saints of the Church. For centuries, she was thought of to be a whore, a prostitute, a sinner. Well, we're all sinners. But she was never, and there's no evidence in the Gospels or anywhere else in the Scriptures that Mary Magdalene was a prostitute or a whore. What we do know is that Jesus healed Mary of, it says, seven demons. Mary, in other words, was broken and very much in need of healing. And by approaching Jesus and accepting his invitation, she becomes whole. What we do know about Mary is that she anointed the feet of Jesus and wiped them with her hair. What we do know about Mary is that she stood by the cross as Jesus was crucified and as he was died and as he was put into the tomb. What we do know about Mary is that she stood vigil by the tomb. And most importantly, she is the first to see and experience the resurrection. And she is the first to go to the other disciples and proclaim the good news of Jesus' resurrection. She did all of this while the other apostles were hiding and cowering, presumably in the upper room, afraid that what happened to Jesus would happen to them. And not only that, Mary Magdalene and the other women we see in the Gospels supported the ministry of Jesus, even financially. But supported him emotionally as well. And because Mary did all of this, and especially because she announced the resurrection of Jesus to the other apostles, she is called the apostle to the apostles. She is a preeminent apostle. And for this reason, I can find no reason whatsoever that women should not be ordained to the priesthood. For she did first what the other apostles would eventually do.